Lord, now indeed I cry, thy power and thine alone, and take a leper's cross,
and the Lord bless you, Brother Jim.
The harness of Jesus, Savior.
Brother Jim Dixon, may the Lord be with you, Brother Jim. Love you.
His brother has told you about one that knows all about us, one that sees all and hears all. And certainly, one that tried to wine press alone. There's none to help. And certainly today, that's the same way. He's Almighty God, and besides him, there's not another. And you and I depend on him for every breath of life that we have. Every step we make, we depend on our God. And they talk to you about a God that's able, willing, and he said, I will do my pleasure among the inhabitants of earth, and none can stay my will. He says in the 46th chapter of Isaiah here, he said, remember this, remember the former things of old, verse 9, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. And we're talking about a God that has a purpose. This is a God here that has a purpose for everything that he does. And we cannot go against his will, because his will be done. It's, we got to realize this, brethren, that we need to realize while we live in this earth, and we're humans, we're God created us in his image. Yes, we belong to him, we're his. But we got to really realize our total depravity in the sight of an almighty God, because if we don't first realize how depraved we are without God, then we can't understand anything about God.
Amen.
Because God said in his word, he said he would chasing us when we do bad, because we know, he said, like the brother was talking about, and Brother Jamie, I appreciate this morning the message you brought about the sharecropper. I was a sharecropper's son. I was 14 14th child, and I'm sort of like Daddy made a living for us. We didn't have any need for anything. God give us blessings, and he give us that living water and what we standed in need of when we needed it. And certainly I'm so thankful to know that. And that was the great generation. My generation, you know, you just, I'm like Brother Stanley now. I cannot visualize the greatness of our parents and our generations ahead of us, because we were brought up in the Church of the Living God. And when we come to church, I went to church with Dad as a little child, and I didn't do my duty like I should do. I still don't do it because of my incapability as a human being. But as a child of God and a chosen child of God, I feel like I can come and worship with my brothers. And I appreciate you saying what you did about our church family should be closer than our own natural family.
Amen.
Because God has called us out and set up his bride in this kingdom here, and that's this church is his bride. He bought and paid for us with his precious blood, and we ought to realize that we are nothing and less than nothing. And when we do realize that we are without hope in this world before God in our own estimation, because we cannot do anything without God. We can't even breathe without God. God is a holy God, and He declared the end from the beginning, it says here. Remember the former things of I am God, and I declared the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying My counsel shall stand, and I will do all My pleasure. Don't you think He's going to do all of His pleasure?
Amen.
Yes, He's going to give you blessings here, but you're going to also have trials and tribulations. Those blessings are wonderful when God sees fit to bless His brothers and sisters. They're wonderful. But we're going to have chastisements. We're going to have trials, and we're going to have tribulations because we are helpless without God. And when we realize we're that way, and our nation should realize a few of those things, we would be a better country. But we have, as the brother said, we've just forgotten all these things, forgotten these former things that our parents and our brothers and sisters in Christ has taught us all these years, our old saints and all. My precious father-in-law was one of the greatest old saints that there was, but I couldn't improve on what he's ever said, because he told the truth as it was, as the Lord led him to it. And this brother here and some of these older, and I know I'm young in the ministry, but I know that I love God, and I know the reason why I love God.
Amen.
Because He first loved me. He loved me from the foundation of the world. He knew me before I existed. He said, David said, I was made to on my mother's breast. I was made to bless God on my mother's breast. He came into the world. He brought him in here. He was a man after God's own heart. He loved David special. But David was just like me and you. He was a sinner. And he done things that displeased God. And you know it says in the Bible somewhere there, he said, if a man's ways please the Lord, it will even make his enemies at peace with him. And certainly we would love to see that. But we cannot please the Lord with our ways in nature. We have to be born again. And He gives us this life and this eternal life that we have. And it's a gift from God. It's not something that we can go out and get on our own. It's something that God gives us. And I'm so thankful this day to believe that God is the rewarder. In heaven's not no reward. It's an inheritance that faded not away, reserved for us, the ones that He chose and the ones that He saved from that eternal damnation you was talking about. He saved us from something that was that eternal hell of fire. And that's what He came to do, to save sinners from that bad place. He reserved a place in heaven for us, but the rewards come while we live in the gospel kingdom by serving Him and enjoying each other and the fellowship we've had today with one another. That's a blessing from God. That's some of that living water that we're talking about that we're able to take a hold of. If we just knew, had the knowledge to know God like we would love to, but we're limited, Brother Gary. But God's not limited. He's a God that knows everything and sees everything and knows what we're going to do next minute. And He's so good to me that I don't deserve it, I know. But I came all the way up here, and I know I'm tired, and I know the day's wearing on, and I won't be here long. But I just want to tell you, I have been blessed today to be with the people that I love so much. And I wish I could just tell you how much I love you. But I know God loved you more. And certainly, when He loves you more, you're here today because He brought you to the banqueting house, and His banner over you today is love. And that love is something that passes all understanding. We can't greater love than no man had to lay down his life for his friends. He said, and you are my friends.
Right.
He's our elder brother. He's our king. He's our priest. He's our God, and He's our Savior. He's all of it. I can't describe Him. Brother Stan can't describe Him. Brother Jamie can't. We can only talk about the greatness of God. And when we talk about the greatness of God and don't try to say how good we are, because we are no, as a brother explained one time, said, I'm less than nothing, and nothing and less than nothing. I wondered what less than nothing was, and I found out what it was. And certainly, I feel like that, Apostle Paul did, that I am less than nothing. And certainly, Apostle Paul was one born out of due time. He was a Gentile sinner. He said he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was high in the courts of the world then. And certainly, the Lord showed him And he gave him a message on the road to Damascus. And he gives me and you a message when he strikes us down when we get too high. If we get too high and don't humble ourselves, we're going to suffer in this world. So we need to have a happy medium is what I call it. Not try to get too high or too low. But he's going to lift us up when we get low. And he's going to obey us when we get too high. So we're to not have respect for persons. God didn't have respect for persons. I don't think anymore. I shouldn't think any more of any one of my brothers better over the other one. I should think the same as God did. He didn't have no respect of persons. He said, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I'll have compassion. God loved the people from the foundation of the world, and he sent his Son to redeem them all the way back to the Heavenly Father. He accomplished the job that he come to do, and that was to save his people from their sin. Amen. And his people is the one that was he made choice of in the election of grace before the foundation of the world, between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that triune God that you've been hearing about all day, that three-in-one God, the only one, the true and living God, the one that loved us even when we were dead in our sins, and has quickened us into eternal life that we have a choice to make here, and that's to serve him or not to serve him. And when we make those choices and serve him, he's going to bless us like it says. It tells here in the 5th chapter of Matthew, and I'll say a few things about this, and y'all pray for me. It says in the 5th chapter, I just start here, we say he's blessing this. This is what they call the Beatitudes here. And certainly we know that we are blessed when we do the things that's pleasing to God. And you know, if I try to please man, I seek to please God. Certainly I cannot please you in everything that I say or do. But I try to please my Lord, and that's my purpose here today, is to please my God for what I have to say. And if I please him, then I'm satisfied. But I know that I won't please him, because I have two natures about me. And I know this natural nature is always at warfare with that spiritual nature. And we're going to have that warfare as long as we live. And as we fight the good fight of faith, and we continue to come and trust in the Lord and come to the house of the Lord and get him, as the brother said, get him early. And certainly y'all, we got here early today, and I'm thankful for that. But certainly I know we all are tired, but I'm going to tell you about some of these Beatitudes of Christ here, where he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Brothers and sisters, isn't that wonderful to know when you mourn you can be comforted by the Spirit of God and get the blessings of life out of life that he gives us? He says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Did you come today hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Are you filled up today with the spiritual food? We got full a while ago eating the natural food. We need both of them, Brother Gary, to sustain us in this life. We need the water of life. Christ is that water. He gives us that blessed spirit that we have today. He gives us the food of the Spirit. He gives us the natural food. He's created, as the brother said, he created the heavens and the earth, and none can stay his hand. Anything that you see out here, God created it. And he was talking about them being eternal. He's always been. He's always existed. You and I have just existed as timely creatures. God is not a timely creature like us. We're timely creatures. But when the creature replies against the Creator, then that's a different story. Because we are not to do that, because he's that great Creator. He created us for his glory, Brother Freddie. Amen. He sure did. He created us for his glory. And we are his glory. And certainly we should act that way. But sometimes we don't. And you know why? Because the old devil gets a hold of us. He gets on our shoulder and he causes us so much problems. And you know, I was talking about our enemies a while ago. My worst enemy is my own self. It's really my own self, because I get in my own way. Because I know that I'm human. I have a human side and I have a spiritual side. And there's always a warfare there. And we have to think of those things. And God has given us so many beautiful things in this life. And we're blessed. We're blessed when we come to church and seek those things. He said, he's talking about the woman at the well a while ago, when he gave her that living water. He said, if you just only knew who I was, I'd give you all that living water. And you'd never thirst again. Brother Gary, I wish it was where we wouldn't ever have to thirst again. But we will. But you know, we're here today to be filled with that spiritual water from on high. And we have heard it today, and I think that I'm just going to quit now. I'm kind of getting hoarse. I'm tired, and I appreciate the wonderful message of salvation. I appreciate brothers staying talking about the goodness of the Lord, and the Lord just blessed him so well, and Brother Randy too, and I ain't going to leave anybody out because I don't want to praise myself. I'd rather praise anybody else than me, especially praise the good Lord, because he's the one that keeps us as apple of his eye. He said, trust in me, and I will give you life. Give you life. I will give you that living water. Commit thy ways to the Lord, and you will have plenty of joy in this life. Because if you commit yourself to the world, you're going to lose out. I appreciated him saying God's going to be the winner. He's the one that's winning. He's going to always win because he has all power.
Right.
You and I don't have no power. God has all power in heaven and earth. And the Lord is gracious to each and every one of us. I thank you for letting me be here today. I thank you for the message of salvation. I thank you for the believing that the Lord is your God and he's always going to be there for you. I might not be here for you, but I know that God will always be there. And I'm thankful that we have a God that has all power.
Amen.
And he's a good God. He's a loving God. And he's a wonderful God. And it's wonderful to praise. And you know, the thing about it, he's a spirit. And
a spirit.
He said he seeketh such to serve him in truth and in spirit. But if we study the word, we'll realize and know that right now in this world, we have the Spirit with us. But one day we won't need faith anymore. When we go to the place where Brother James is talking about this morning, we go to be with our Lord in heaven's pure world.
Amen.
Where he is. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you shall be also. Aren't you glad that we're going to be there?
Amen.
We're going to be there with him one day. In heaven's pure world. We don't know what it's going to be like, but it'll be a lot better than what it is here in this earth. Be front and center. So y'all pray for me and appreciate your attention.
That's good, Brother James.
Amen. Good, Brother James. Good, Brother James. A whole lot. Lord bless you.